Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's game day here at Gillette Stadium against the Colts. But first, let's get to some news and notes regarding the roster. Defensively, Aqib Talib is on the 53-man roster. Malcolm Williams was released. And on the offensive side, Deion Branch was released, and Greg Salas added to the 53-man roster.
Yeah, a little bit of a shakeup on a Saturday. I guess the Branch news a little bit of a surprise, but Certainly the expectation was Aqib Talib would be added to the roster.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to some X's and O's. What are you going to be looking for in this game against the Colts?
Well, I just think offensively for the Patriots, you know, several of their top offensive threats, come into the game, questionable, limited, guys who we may or may not see. We're talking about Wes Welker, Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, and Brandon Lloyd. But Lloyd has played pretty much every week and has played well at times. I think this is a chance for him to really have a breakout game, maybe his first breakout game with the Patriots. Against the Rams, he did have two touchdowns, but those were his only two catches of the game. I think he might have more quantity in addition to quality in this game. The Colts are banged up in terms of the secondary and cornerbacks. Gerard Powers on injured reserve. Vontae Davis hasn't played much. So we're looking at Darius Butler, the former Patriot, and a few other guys with not a lot of experience. I think Brandon Lloyd on the outside, on the perimeter, can make some things happen today if he and Tom Brady can get on the same page, which has been on and off. I do think Lloyd, this is a chance for Lloyd to break out.
Well, I'm going to take the defensive side of this game and see if the Patriots' run defense can, you know, be more impressive than they were last week. You know, the defense gave up some big plays, and, to be fair, they were going against Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller, who are some dynamic running backs. But, you know, I have a lot of faith in Jerod Mayo, Dante Hightower, and Brandon Spikes. I think above all things, those guys are really instinctive, and I think that that's what they have going for them, and I think that they can put a stop to this Colts running game.
Yeah, Vic Ballard, Donald Brown, not the same type of oomph, I think, as we saw last week, so I think there's a chance, you're right, for the run defense to have a bounce back
opportunity. I think they'll have a better game this week than they did last week.
Can't be too much worse, unfortunately, we have to say that. Can't be too much worse, but I think
give them some credit. I mean, C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson are pretty much almost unstoppable.
Well, they can be stopped. The Patriots just didn't do a great job of stopping them. Those were two impressive runners. Very impressive runners. The Patriots didn't. And they admitted as much after the game. It was not their best performance. I think a chance to bounce back this time.
Well, we'll see in this game. Yeah. Kickoff is a couple hours away. But that's going to do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.